Today I would like to speak to you about sacramentals. Our Lord in the Gospel, when He cures this man, does not cure him merely by a spiritual power, but chooses to use His own spittle in order to cure this man. And our Lord also instituted the seven sacraments, which use visible signs in order to communicate grace. And the Church, after our Lord's example, has also instituted certain visible signs which give grace and other temporal blessings through our pious use of them. Now, the difference between a sacrament and a sacramental is primarily in this, that a sacrament gives grace by the very working of the sacrament, without any participation of the person who receives it. The only thing that you need for the validity of a sacrament is the proper disposition, that is, the proper intention to receive it, and the proper disposition of soul. Whereas in the sacramental, its effect is dependent upon your use of it, your activity with it. Thus, holy water must be used by you, or the medal must be worn, the scapular. There must be some pious use of the object in order that it have its effect. Please understand, too, that sacramentals, in order to have their proper effect, must be blessed. Sacramentals can be either objects or actions. The sign of the cross is a sacramental. A medal is a sacramental. The principal purpose of them is to protect us from the devil. We underestimate the activity of the devil, his power, and his influence. If you start from creation, you should understand that human beings put themselves under the power and the influence of the devil by original sin, and that we became enslaved by the devil through original sin and its effects. It was this very purpose, for this very purpose of redeeming the human race, that is, buying back, in the true sense of the term, buying back with his blood the human race from the power of the devil. The ransoming of the human race from the power of the devil. Where the gospel had not been preached, the human race, even after the redemption, was still under the influence of the devil. And when the missionaries came to North and South America, they found the local natives as devil worshippers. The human race ultimately descends through its paganism into the worship of demons. And it worships demons by offering them sacrifices, and in many cases, human sacrifices, in order that the demons will not inflict upon them harm. This was always the theme in those ancient pagan religions, the appeasement of the demons, lest they inflict upon human beings harm. For the devil wishes to inflict upon human beings harm, primarily spiritual harm, through temptation, through despair, ultimately mortal sin, and delights in inflicting physical harm. We have the story of Job in the Old Testament, where God actually permitted Satan to inflict upon him every harm except death. And we see this as well in the present day when people descend into Satanism. We see how they have a delight in the most horrid violence. You are not strangers to the newspaper stories that have come out in recent months, one even in this area, where Satanists have carved people up and done horrible things to them. They delight in these things. The devil delights in bloodletting. He delights in harming the human race. And because we have lived for centuries in countries that have benefited from the presence of priests, the faith, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we have not been witness to these things up to now, and we are now shocked by them. But outside of our Lord's redemption, outside of His grace, outside of the faith and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the hold of the devil on the human race is something very real and very scary. And as the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the faith decrease, you are going to see an increase in Satanism, an increase in violence, and very strange forms of violence. And the purpose of the sacramentals is primarily to protect us from the devil, both temptation to sin and physical harm from the devil. We also use them for protection against natural disorders such as accidents, disasters, disease, and for the success of our undertakings. For while God intends for us primarily spiritual goods, and while He is concerned primarily with our eternal salvation, He is not insensitive to our temporal needs. And this is evident from our Blessed Lord's public life, where He gave them not only the words of eternal life, but also repeatedly, and certainly many more times than are recorded in the Gospel, gave them temporal relief from the things that afflicted them. Now, we must use sacramentals with the correct conditions. We must first use them with faith and confidence. Faith and confidence are the most important ingredients in any prayer of petition. And it is sorely lacking in the present day. We must go to God as the true source of our good. We must believe that He is the source of our good things and go to Him with confidence that He is our Father and will provide for us what we need. If we do not have that faith in Him and that confidence in Him, we will certainly not receive what we ask for. If we go to God as a last resort, after we have tried all natural means of alleviating our sufferings, He will not hear us. For that is a form of superstition and does not proceed from faith. God demands faith of us. We will not be saved except by faith in Him. And He draws faith out of us during our lifetimes by testing it. When souls arrive in the perfect state, that is, when they achieve the highest level of spiritual development, a sign of their arrival in this state is terrible temptation against the faith. So much so that even very fervent souls, souls deeply loved by God and drawn very close to God, walk around in a constant temptation against the faith. And constantly ask themselves, does the supernatural order exist? And they have in their hearts an emptiness with regard to the faith that they nurtured from the time of their infancy all during their lives. And they feel as though they believe nothing. This is what God runs the soul through in order to have from that soul the perfection of faith that he demands. Just as he put Abraham in the fire of a temptation against the faith by asking him to sacrifice the very son who would give the future generations and ultimately the Messiah, so also he demands faith of us. And he purposely gives us the lowly things of this life, like water in baptism, before which we must bow our heads literally in order to receive the sacrament and the grace of the forgiveness of original sin. He makes us bow before lowly things which in the eyes of the world have no efficacy, but in the eyes of faith are most important. And he has placed himself under the appearances of bread and wine, which again in the eyes of the world are lowly things. And there he sits on our altar and tests our faith and says to us, believe in me, I have declared that this is my body and my blood. And therefore, we must also use the sacramentals with faith and confidence in God. Secondly, we must use them with a good intention. That is, ultimately, for the honor and glory of God. We should not use a sacramental in order to obtain an evil thing. Thirdly, we must be resigned to the will of God. Whenever we approach God in the prayer of petition, we must have a resignation to his will. And this does not conflict with faith and confidence, but rather is perfectly reasonable. Faith and confidence simply means this, that we go to him as our Father who loves us. And should we ask him something that is for our good, he will give it to us. The resignation to the will of God is that proviso that obviously we cannot ask God for something that he does not intend for us. St. Francis de Sales, in his treatise on the love of God, says that God inspires us to good actions from time to time. And when we do not listen to his inspirations, he will occasionally afflict us with some form of suffering in order to make us listen. And thus, what may seem to us to be a terrible scourge, a cross, almost abandonment by God, or his dislike for us, might in fact be a way in which God is drawing our attention to his inspirations by making us do what he wants us to do. And thus, if he intends an affliction in your life with that idea, all the prayers in the world will not alleviate it, because he has a purpose in it. Or he may be doing it in order to make you come and pray to him. And thus, the multiplication of prayers and the increase in the fervor of your prayers may ultimately alleviate the affliction that he has sent you. But God has worked out the eternal salvation of everyone whom he has called to himself. And this eternal salvation is never accomplished by the easy, soft road. It is accomplished by the road of Calvary. It is accomplished by being nailed to a cross. And if you think that you're going to somehow go to heaven by lying on a feather bed, you do not understand the gospel. And so, to return to the point, we must be always resigned to the will of God in whatever we ask Him, and also in the use of the sacramentals, which are essentially prayers of petition. And fourthly, we must make use of them with a pure, or at least a repentant, heart. If you love sin, there is no sacramental in the world that is going to help you. There is no sacrament in the world that is going to help you. For there is no substitute for purity of life. If you belong to the mafia, it is going to do you no good to put a statue of Our Blessed Lady out on the front lawn, as many of them do. It will not do you a bit of good to give tremendous amounts of blood money to the church, as many of them do. Absolutely no good, for there is no substitute at all for true contrition for sin and purity of life. And you could wear 100 brown scapulars, and if you love sin, you're going to go to hell. Because then your use of the sacramentals is simply a sham. We should therefore use the sacramentals of the church liberally, but always as they are intended by the church. Some Catholics use them in a superstitious or even idolatrous way. Their whole faith consists, it would seem, in a love, almost an obsession with sacramentals, and they neglect the doctrine of the faith, they neglect the laws of God and the moral teaching of the Catholic Church, they neglect the great devotions of the Catholic Church to the Blessed Sacrament, to Our Blessed Lady, or they lack a true devotion to Our Blessed Lady, and they concern themselves with the extraordinary and even the fringy things of the faith. And typically they wear 100 medals around their neck, and they are committing sins of impurity or some other form of mortal sin. That is not a Catholic use of sacramentals. Rather, we should choose the sacramentals which are given to us by the Church, especially the brown scapular, the miraculous medal, holy water, blessed palm, other sacramentals such as statues, holy pictures, images of the Sacred Heart in our home, and the many, many other sacramentals that are available to us. We should use them as much as we possibly can for the salvation of our souls and for the protection of our homes and our bodies from the devil, and always using them with the correct dispositions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.